Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 293, we're going to talk about why you need to be adaptable in business. Now, this was a topic that was recommended to us by our podcast editor, Kelsey, and I felt like, or both of us felt like, yeah, it'd be a great to share. A couple of things have happened this year in social networks that have really thrown people's businesses off, and they've had to pivot really, really fast. So we kind of wanted to talk about the importance of being flexible, being adaptable, and transitioning when you need to transition.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we'll talk about some of those social media platforms and the changes and stuff. But first, something else we wanted to mention was you don't know what you don't know. And so sometimes you learn new information as you go along, as you get there, that's going to alter your plans. You know, you make assumptions when you're starting a business or, you know, growing your business. And sometimes those assumptions don't always pan out. They don't equal reality. You know, you might, plan to grow your business, and have create 100 websites your first year in business. And then once you realize that, hey, it's not that easy to get that many clients, you know, you want to pivot. And instead of going after, 100 lower level clients, you decide to go after, 20 to 30, bigger clients or whatever it may be. That's just an example off the top of my head. And so you have to be able to pivot and be adaptable when you learn those new informations, when your assumptions don't always pan out once you get there.
Absolutely. Another reason why you want to be adaptable is your competitors. Competitors can do things that can alter your plans. They can create competing products. They can lower their prices, and start a price war and stuff. So you really want to just stay abreast of what your competitors are doing. It doesn't mean that you need to change a whole lot about your business at given times, but there are some times where you may need to pivot based on what your competitors do. I think the important thing to do is just know what they're doing. Be aware of, who's in your space. If you're focused locally with building websites and stuff, know the other web developers in town. Kind of keep an eye on what they're doing and stuff. If you start to notice where your business is tailing off, try to do some research. Find out if it's because, they're undercutting you greatly and just you may need to pivot and stuff.
Yeah. And the next thing we hinted at is the platform or the tools that you build your business around, they can do things that you didn't expect that can really, really mess things up for you. One example off the top of my head, not related to the social media platforms, we'll get to that. But for example, app developers, there's been many times where iPhone app developers have had successful apps that are in the App Store and they, have their business built around this app. And then Apple decides that that functionality would be really great to put into the core iOS software. And so then they build it in, which essentially makes that app company, basically irrelevant. It makes their product, obsolete. And sometimes there's been cases where Apple will buy that company and then bring it into their software. But there's been cases where they've, smaller features, they've just created it themselves, basically, wiping out a single company. And that can happen. And so you definitely want to be flexible and not have your eggs all in one basket. And so, yeah, David has a story about YouTube's algorithm change that affected a good friend of his.
Yeah, and I also want to take, I'm a firm believer in diversification. So I've always felt like I've wanted 5 streams of revenue anyways, and I highly recommend that. And we've talked about it a few times on WP the Podcast. So if you want to learn more, come take our course. But I'm a firm believer in diversification through multiple streams of revenue. So I mentioned at the beginning of this episode that Kelsey, our podcast editor, recommended this topic because something happened this week on Pinterest, which literally derailed a lot of businesses that were offering services on Pinterest, marketing services and stuff. And I don't want to use any names of the software and stuff like that. Let's just say that this company went out of business. They closed their shop up immediately because Pinterest, the social platform, made a change and a decision on how tools were going to be used on their platform and who they were going to let use those tools. So that social platform has partners, and they wanted their preferred partners to be up front. And this other company that had a better tool for Pinterest, even though it was a better tool, it wasn't one of Pinterest's preferred partners and stuff, and they literally closed their doors overnight. Well, they had lots of people who are doing business with this tool that now they're scrambling to find a solution, you know, to kind of recoup some of that business and stuff to transition. So another thing at the beginning of the year, I've got a couple of friends who made their living solely on YouTube. They're vloggers. They're in the RV community, and YouTube changed their algorithms in January, and their income went to almost non-existent. So they had to pivot. So you've heard Tim and I talk many times about owning your platform. Your website is very important. This is why you want to be, you know, you want to always drive everything ultimately back to your website, because that platform you can own, especially with WordPress. Now, if you're on Squarespace, Wix, Weebly, any of these other platforms, you're at the mercy. They change their algorithms, you're screwed. But with WordPress, you can own your own stuff and drive all your traffic there. The social media platforms are necessary evils. You need to use them. I'm not saying don't use them, but you also you want to try to drive them always back to your website.
Yeah, back to your website, and then also your email list. Obviously, having a huge YouTube following or a huge Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram, those followings are great. But if you can find a way to convert them into email subscribers as well, then you own that. Just as David talked about owning your website, well, you own your email list too, and you can do anything with that email list. So if YouTube bans your account and you can't make videos anymore, well, you have a huge email list that you can blast out to your followers and say, hey, come follow me over here now. Come follow me over on Vimeo. You know, this is where I'm going to be posting my content. And so, you want to diversify. You don't want to put your eggs all in one basket. As David mentioned, multiple streams of revenue is always smart. You know, that may look different depending on what your business is, but as a web designer, it can be, you know, custom work, obviously, building websites. It could be the recurring revenue portion. And we have some other examples too. I'm kind of blanking at the moment, but they're in our course. So come check out our course.
That's all right. All right, Tim. I think we've talked about it enough, and we've given some really good examples of why it's really important to be flexible and adaptable in business, because guess what? Things can change, and you need to be prepared for that change. Not necessarily panic, but be prepared for it. Tomorrow, we've got another great topic for WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.